The following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis, and welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is April 13th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at
901-535-9732.
Now you know who's in the studio. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage loan originator, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today is eclipse experience, getting alignment of your finances with the home purchase. Listen live today. You can also subscribe for our weekly podcast with show notes at jogarner.com. Tom King, you just heard him. He's our expert real estate appraiser. He's come back around to Real Estate Mortgage Shop, the studio, and you've been calculating the path of our Mid-South real estate market, Tom.
That's right.
Now, you can see a value, you can see the value and the sales trends, and you know firsthand the ups and downs of our home values and mortgage rates. Take a moment. Most of our listeners know who you are, Tom, but some of our new listeners, introduce yourself. Talk about some of the services that you offer your clients.
All right. Well, my name is Tom King. The name of my company is Bill King Company. It's named after my father who taught me the business. And I've been appraising for longer than all my life.
Since diapers.
Yeah, really. So I do residential appraisals in Shelby, Tipton, and Fayette County. And do them for a mortgage loan, relocation, things like that. And also, like I did one for a lady yesterday, just wanted to know, like all cash buyer wanted to know if the price was
right,
correct, and things like that. So that's the kind of, I've been doing a lot of refinances lately, too.
Yes, you have. With cash out refinances, people are combining their credit card debt into one single digit interest rate, because those credit card interest rates have gone way up, haven't they?
Yes. And, you know, people say, I've maybe in a bind and things, something like that. And they look at someone, people ask me, why are people refinancing at such high rates? And I say, well, probably because they got some credit card debt.
It's 18 to 22% yeah. interest rates on those, and that's snowballing that debt on them.
That's right. So I think that's one reason why people are doing it. And maybe people are deciding, you know, I'm going to stay with my house. I like that 3%, 2.5%, 3% interest rate, and I'm going to fix it up a little bit.
Right. I've seen that too.
So that's the kind of things that are going. And I talked to a lady yesterday, and she asked me how things are going. I said, well, you know, it's kind of a strange market. There's nothing, there's very few buyers looking for homes, and there are very few homes for sale, so things are pretty much evened out.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing this week we had a record number of people who were getting their offers accepted and buying homes, but it has been dry. A lot of people are sitting on the fence, Tom. They're concerned about the interest rates being a little high, because interest rates have gone up in the last 2 weeks. Today's April 13th, 2024, but overall, it's still a good market.
That's right.
But you know, this Tom and I up here, we're wearing our eclipse shirts. He's got like a hoodie on and with the eclipse 4/8/2024. I've got a t-shirt on that shows the pathway, and I don't know if you guys saw that eclipse. We drove into Hardy, Arkansas, so we could be in the path of totality. Yeah. It was just amazing.
Yeah, I went to Cleveland, Ohio to see a family and had a great time. Watched it from my cousin's front yard.
Oh, man, to see in the stars, you know, in midday is just
it's incredible.
Well, this past Monday, April 8th, 2024, millions of people witnessed a solar eclipse. And if you were in the center of the path, you witnessed a 100% totality solar eclipse with over 4 minutes of dark dusk where you could see the stars and the sun's corona. Beautiful. Well, in order to see the full solar eclipse, there has to be, Tom, a perfect alignment of a number of things.
They don't happen every day.
They don't happen every day. It has to be a certain alignment. Well, in order to experience the right moment to buy a home, nothing has to be perfect. But here are some ways you can get in alignment.
But you have to make a step.
You do. And
you have to get started.
You have to put some things in alignment for your finances. And here's some advice that I've given many times on this show. Know your comfort level, your personal comfort level for a house payment in your budget. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew. And yet, I've seen people rearrange some of their debt And sometimes I'm even able to point out from their credit report some things they can do to make room in that budget to afford the house that they really want. But substituting some things you enjoy, don't give up the joy of life, just substitute some things. And we can maybe restructure some of your other debt that appears on your credit report, make it more comfortable for you to pay. Don't rely on the loan officer to tell you how much you can afford. You need to stay within your personal comfort zone. Even if you qualify for that higher payment, you need to stay within your comfort zone. Number two, make sure you have enough emergency funds left over after closing to take care of your moving expenses and other emergencies that might come up. And if you don't feel like you have enough emergency funds, then we can explore some down payment assistance programs if you qualify for them. Also, do you have a supportive family member who can help you financially if you got in a bind? You want to have those fail-safe system set up within your finances. Number three, be ready and willing to think creatively about buying and financing your home. You may want to buy a home with a bonus room that's not finished out yet because your payment will be cheaper, your price will be lower. You may want to maybe wait about finishing out the entertainment area in the backyard until after you buy the house. You may want to do some upgrades to the house after you buy the house when you get your tax refund or something like that. So you can buy the house cheaper, keep that payment comfortable. That is the goal. And you can improve the house over time to be your dream home. And if you're planning to move away from the geographic area within the next couple of years or 3 years, Tom, you know, you may need to rent for a while.
That's right. That's right. That's a good idea. And the reason being, you know, you can get up and go and have that flexibility.
Exactly. But whatever you do, you know, seek some seek professional financial advice from somebody that you trust that is qualified to advise you on that. But and if you plan to stick around for 5 years or more, let's explore some financing options available to you today, and I can make getting the mortgage on your next home easy. Connect with me. Call me or text me 901-482-0354, or you can go to jogarner.com. But Tom, I know that you've been orbiting around, if you want to say that, orbiting around the market here in the Mid-South as
right.
an appraiser. Tell us, what do you see for trends out in our Mid-South real estate market?
Well, to tell you the truth, I think really like all bets are off right now. And what I mean by that is 3 months ago, the economists were saying that we're going to have 6 rate cuts in 2024. Then 3 weeks ago, they said we're going to have 3 rate cuts in 2024. And then some very unusual news came out this past week. And now they're saying we might not get any rate cuts.
Them,
and
yeah.
some people are saying we might get rate increases. It proves to me that if you lined up all these economists side by side, they'd never reach a valid conclusion. You know?
I know. Nobody really knows. And it's really about the big I word, inflation.
That's right.
And inflation from the mortgage desk. I sit at the mortgage desk, but I watch a lot of the market.
What's the main thing you look at?
We're looking at the 10-year yield, the U.S. Treasury bonds, mortgage-backed securities type stuff. They're not tied to the Fed rate at all. However, both the Fed and mortgage-backed securities, they're all looking at inflation. Inflation is not your friend if you're trying to buy a house. Because when inflation numbers come out like we've seen in the last 2 weeks, mortgage bonds don't like it. They have to raise the yield to attract more buyers.
That's right. That's right. So it's tied mainly to that 10-year bond and
really
not
is.
To the the Fed funds rate or something like that. But
right.
But if they lower the Fed funds rate, that does have some kind of impact.
It does. It depends on a lot of other things. So like, what are they doing with the balance sheet? Because I don't want to get into the weeds, but if the Fed starts buying more mortgage-backed securities, then the yield goes down because they don't have to work so hard to attract. So sometimes when the Fed rate goes up, the mortgage rates come down because of how they handle that on the backside with their balance sheet.
It sounds like you need to call an expert.
But anyway,
you?
I don't want to get the leads on that. But
that's right.
You know, it's still a good market, Tom, because overall prices on homes, and you see this too, overall, over time, they're going to go up.
That's right. And values haven't really gone down.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they've held their own.
Mm-hmm.
it's not going up 10% a year. You don't put your house for sale and get 30 offers, but there's fewer homes for sale and there's fewer buyers, and that makes supply and demand pretty equal.
I've got millions of dollars worth of people, customers who are pre-approved, have been sitting on the fence for a good part of the year.
That's right.
If you want to buy a house and you can afford it, you want to buy it, you can afford it. This is just me from the mortgage desk. Let's take a test drive on what financing is available out there. There are some that have lower than market interest rates if you qualify. There's 2-1 buy downs. I know the lender I work for, we're paying for a free 1-0 buy down. You don't even have to pay for it. You don't even have to ask the seller for it. But those kind of incentives go away once the mortgage rates come down and people start jumping off the fence. But hey, you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop.
We'll talk more about that.
Yes, we will. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage officer. Would love to be on your journey. Connect with me at jogarner.com. I can make the mortgage process easy. And sitting across the table from me, we have Tom King, who is our expert appraiser. And Tom, how do we contact you?
Give me a call at 901-487-6989.
We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Pat Goldstein, realtor with Crowlight. I listen to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop in Memphis and North Mississippi.
All right, you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. That's a little Pink Floyd from The Eclipse, and that's what we're talking about today, The Eclipse Experience. Align your finances with your home purchase. Everything has to be in alignment. It doesn't have to be perfect, so you can give us a call and talk with us today. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. You can call me, text me, 901-482-0354. And in the studio, we have Tom King, who is our expert appraiser with Bill King Company. And Tom, how do we contact you?
Give me a call at 901-487-6989.
We're going to do something we like. You know what that means. We're going to play a game, the Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest. And our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest is sponsored by Mike Ackerman, Home Inspector, with National Property Inspections. And if you are considering buying a home, don't buy until you get with Mike Ackerman of NPI, National Property Inspections, 901-674-6868, 901-674-6868. Now, Mike Ackerman is giving away a $50 gift card to the first person with the correct trivia answer. And if you know the answer, give us a call at what number?
901-535-9732.
That is 901-535-WREC. So if you know the answer to this question, you're the first caller with it. You're going to get $50 from Mike Ackerman of National Property Inspections. And Tom, what is our question and what any hints you got?
All right. Get your fingers ready, put your hands on the phone, and...
Oh, I'm going to say this first, though.
Yes.
You know, we always say it's a look back Memphis Trivia Contest, and we're going to look back right at this moment before you give this question, and we're going to remember that solar eclipse that we viewed in Memphis, April the 8th, 2024, but now we're going to look forward, right?
All right, yes. And the question is, what is the next year that you will be able to see the partial solar eclipse and drive from Memphis in less than half a day to see it in its path of totality? And I'll give you a hint. Joe Garner would be 117 years old
at
the time of the next one. So do your math.
I think you need to do your math. I'm telling you, Tom, your math is way off now.
Yeah, that's right. Give us a call at 901-535-9732 and see if you can guess the right
year. It's the right year for the next eclipse that you can see in Memphis. And that's 901-535-9732. All right. So while we're waiting on an answer, I'm sure we're going to get one really quickly. Tom, let's go back and talk about what we were talking about earlier, what you're seeing in trends, especially for the Mid-South as far as our home values and where we are, where we've been, and where you think we're going.
That's right. And one of the things that I'm seeing is that more sellers are offering seller concessions mm-hmm. in real estate these days.
Mm-hmm. So are sales. Lenders. So are lenders.
Yeah, yeah. And you said you offered a 1-point buy down. Explain what that is.
Well, that's a 1-0 buy down. And right now, buy downs have become very popular because.
So with the interest rates 7.5%, what does that mean for the first year?
First year, you're going to pay 5.5.
Wait, 7.5 minus one?
Well, no. If you do a 2-1 buy down, if you do a 2-1 buy down, you've got a 5.5 the first year and a 6.5 the second year. Now, the lender I work for will pay for that 1 year. Now, if you don't want to do a 2-1 buy down, we'll just pay for a 1-0 for you, and you'd start at 6.5.
That's right.
And then you'd go to 7.5.
So if the interest rates come down between now and then, you could refinance. You'd have a lower rate for the first year, and you could refinance after that.
That's right. Of the 1-0 buy down, like you said, if the rates are in the sevens, you're going to pay in the sixes, and it's not going to cost you anything. You don't have to.
That's 1% less than market.
Right, right. And yeah, and then if you refinance before you use up all your money, you get that money back paid toward your principal balance. So you don't lose it. You don't lose it.
That's great.
Because we're going to be watching. I'm hoping rates will come down one day. Who knows?
That's right. Everybody is.
We have a winner, a trivia winner.
I bet it didn't take long.
I bet it didn't take long, too. Jim, so the question is, Tom, what was the question?
What year will be the partial or total eclipse that's coming through the Memphis area?
2044?
Actually,
is that correct?
2045.
2045? I thought everybody said it was 20 years now. So, okay.
The total solar eclipse will occur in the U.S. It's not going to come through Memphis. The total won't.
It shows August 12th of 2045.
Okay. Well, I heard 2044, so... Anyway, sorry, I guess maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I read something on that too, but it wasn't a half-hour drive from Memphis on 44. It's going to be in the U.S., but it's not going to be a half-hour drive from Memphis in 44. It's going to be up on the other side of the country.
Oh.
But with a half-hour drive of Memphis, we're going to be able to see go into the path of totality again in the year of 2045. But thank you, Jim, for playing.
Thank you.
It is confusing because there is something in 44.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is not a half-hour drive.
Yeah,
But, Jim, we appreciate you so much, and we'll be getting with Mike Aukerman for you.
That's fantastic.
All right.
So the next eclipse is August 12th, 2045.
But there is one in 44, but it's not close.
I think it's going to go through Florida, Mississippi.
This 45 one will.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah, Arkansas is going to get it multiple times.
Get the hint about your age, but anyway.
Yeah, I know. I think that's what threw him off a little bit.
He's
wrong. Using some of your math, Tom. Yeah, I don't know about your math. Tom is an appraiser. I'm kind of worried. But we're talking about the eclipse experience. Align your finances with your home purchase. And, Tom, we were talking about what you're seeing, and you said that our values, even though mortgage rates have gone up, in the last 2 weeks, and they've been kind of creeping up since February, it's really our values have stayed fairly stable in the Mid-South.
I think so. I believe so.
We're seeing some areas, you know, you're going to see prices are still going up because there's a lot of high demand. In some areas, I know from our appraisals, we're seeing them kind of come down a little bit. But overall, I think you were saying they were pretty stable.
Yes, yes. I believe they are. And again, this is the time to... buy a house. I mean, it doesn't seem right, but just like the eclipse, it's mighty dark now, and things are going to be, interest rates are a little bit high, but this is the time.
You know, it is.
Just like the sun, total totality of the sun, we're going to have sunshine in the market.
Well, and the thing that we are hearing from the mortgage desk, of course, and some of our advisors. I pay people to tell me what's going on. And of course, like you said in your real promo before the show, Tom, I don't think anybody really knows. That was proven last year. Some of the crystal ball winners, forecasters were just missed it. You know, nobody realized that people were going to spend wildly on their credit cards without the income to back it up. And we're seeing some of that slow down now. which is the reason we thought, and when the reason mortgage rates had started to come down, we were seeing a light at the end of the tunnel. But then we had some other news come out that has caused inflationary pressures. One of them is oil, the price of oil, because of what's going on in the Middle East. There's some other things going on with the jobs reports that are causing that inflation number to remain stubbornly high. And as we talked about earlier, the Fed doesn't like it, nor does the U.S. mortgage-backed securities market like inflation. So right now we're on level ground, not liking inflation. So right now they're not the Fed's saying they may not do as many or any rate drops, and the mortgage market is looking at that mortgage-backed security yield, the 10-year yield, the 5-year yield, and they're going up. They're having to go up on their yield to attract more investors, and it's just causing mortgage rates to stay stubbornly high. But here's where the silver lining is in the cloud, Tom. As long as you have people, like I told you earlier, I have millions of dollars worth of people sitting on the fence right now. So do other loan officers. They're pre-approved, but they're like, I don't want to go out there right now because the rates are a little high. Well, over time, home prices go up in value.
That's right.
If you can snag the house now, even if you're paying a little bit of a high rate, maybe we do a 1-0 buy down for you for free or something to help you. When and if rates come down, then you've got the house, and it's hopefully gaining value for you. You can always refinance.
That's right.
I will tell you, I know we always run up on time, but real quick, in 1972, a lot of people were sitting on the fence because rates went to 7.625 in 1972. They said, we're going to wait for rates to come down. It took 20 years for rates to go down. Now they were trying to buy a house for $30,000 in 72. They got to pay $250,000 for it in 92. So it doesn't always pay to wait. You need to buy real estate and wait. Don't wait to buy real estate.
That's right.
But we're going to break, and we appreciate you hanging out with us on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Connect with me. I'm Joe Garner, a mortgage officer. I'd love to help you. 901-482-0354. Tom, what is you're an appraiser. What's your number?
901-487-6989.
We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Taylor Morse of Cartridge World of Collierville. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right. Total Eclipse of the Heart. You're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. That was Bonnie Tyler. Remember that from 1983?
That's right. Yes.
We're talking about the eclipse experience that we just recently had. Align your finances with your home purchase. And earlier in the show, we covered some ways that you can do that. So if you missed that part of the show, you can catch our podcast on Monday at jogarner.com. I'm Joe Garner. I'm your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator, loan officer, and I would love to be on your home buying journey as your lender, or if you're doing a refinance, you're trying to consolidate some of that double-digit interest rate credit card debt and get it into one single digit fixed rate.
Well, you may want to fix that house up while you got that low interest rate.
That's true. You know, some people are renovating their home, Tom, and that's something pretty common that I'm seeing. They're moving family members in with them, or they're moving in with family members, and the house is just not set up for that right now. So they're calling me and saying, hey, Joe, I really don't want a variable rate home equity line. I'm really nervous about, you know, how this economy is going. I want a fixed rate. What can you do for us on a cash out refinance? In a case like that, where they don't owe a lot of money on the mortgage, they may owe less than 30% of the value on the first mortgage. Even if they have, a lower rate, if you're borrowing, you know, $50,000 or something like that to do a major renovation, maybe create a mother-in-law suite or some other type of accessory unit, then we can look at the numbers. The numbers aren't going to lie to you. You can look and see, what's my payment going to be? What are my options? I'm not having to have my loved one in assisted living, which can run, you know, $4,000 or $5,000, $6,000 a month. And you can weigh those things once you have the numbers on that refinance that you're going to use to build that accessory unit.
Maybe you can turn that garage into a unit for your mom or dad or whatever.
Sure.
To live in.
Absolutely. Those those are the kind of calls I'm getting. The other one, like we talked about earlier, are people who said, man, I have way overspent on my credit cards. At the time they started doing that, they were paying like, you know, less than 10% interest on them. Now they're paying 18, 20, 22% since, you know, all that's happened over the years. And now it's started that snowball down the mountain, and it's, they don't want to get crushed by it. They're like, you know, I got a lot of equity in my house. Let's just restructure this right now, and I'm going to take the money I save each month from having rolled in these credit cards, and I'm going to pay this mortgage off early. Pretty good strategy there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so many stories. Earlier, we talked about the 2-1 buy-down. We talked about down payment assistance. We talked about special loans programs, if you qualify, that have interest rates, Tom, that are below market. Can save you $100 a month in some cases.
That's right. And some sellers are offering concessions on closing costs and things like that.
Lenders,
where you have less out-of-pocket money.
But if mortgage rates should go down, if they do go down, then what is forecast is that the demand is going to increase greatly, and we'd still have a shortage of inventory, which would pop those prices back up again even more. And when that happens, typically what we see when there's great demand, very little inventory supply, we see those sellers more reluctant to pay. They're not really ready to pay closing costs for sellers. Lenders are overrun. They're not trying to pay incentives. You lose that. And right now you can use that to your advantage.
That's right.
But I've got another story. This is a client that they're like, Joe, we're sitting on the fence. It's not because of the interest rate. It's because we love the neighborhood where we're living, and there's just nothing for sale in this neighborhood. It's close to our family members. We have children, young children, and our parents are the babysitters. We don't want to move across town. We love the house we're renting. So I had a guy that called me up one time. And, as a young couple, they had a one-year-old son. I'll call them Noah and Nora Nowling, but it's not their real name, but Noah and Nora had been renting this home for over a year. They love the neighborhood. Parents are taking care of their child. They saved them on child care costs. The Nowlings' finances were not in alignment, though. They had student loans. They were trying to save for a down payment to buy a home. They kept having unexpected bills that came in once they had their first child. So they kept putting off, you know, looking for a house. But they needed to buy a house, and they knew they did. So Noah said to me, he said, you know, I have a theory. He said, if you have not because you ask not, he said, I'm going to ask this landlord if he'll just sell me the house. It's not for sale. I was going to ask him if he'll sell it. So he just picked up the phone and asked the landlord if he would sell the house to him. And amazingly, the landlord said yes. And so he said, you know, what do you need? And, you know, price and all of that. So he brought it to me. We did some scenarios, and Noah, since he was a first responder, there was some special money for him, you know, government-backed, lower than market interest rates, and quite a bit of down payment assistance for them. And that made it align for them, made their finances align, because now they can afford the payment, and they have still have emergency funds, and they can still live in the house in the neighborhood that they love. So think outside the box. If you're that person who says, well, it's not just the rates, Joe, it's because I have my mom living with me, or I've got to bring my mom with me, I would say check out all your options. And just like Noah, you have not because you ask not. Just start asking questions of professionals like your realtor. I would love to talk with you and answer questions about possible financing strategies for what you want to do. It may be, like Tom mentioned earlier, you may be in a house that you own, but it just doesn't work if you're trying to bring in family members, or maybe you want to work out of your home or something like that. It may not work for you today, but you may want to look at maybe doing a refinance, a cash out, getting some extra money to fix the house the way you want it. Those kind of things. You may want to talk to a realtor about what you could sell your house for and what it would cost you to buy a house that is more suited to your new lifestyle.
That's right. Take that first step. Don't be afraid to ask.
Right. You're going to feel good about it. Once you've asked all the questions, once you make your decision, you're going to feel really good about it because you have done the research and you don't have to do a lot of the work. All you have to do is go to the people like Tom and me and a realtor, or maybe a home inspector like Mike Ackerman, if that comes up, to give you the the facts that you need to make your decision.
That's right. That's some good advice there.
Got to get in alignment here so we can get our finances in alignment to make a very successful, total success on buying the home. It kind of goes to our eclipse.
And don't be left in the dark.
Don't be left in the dark. Tom says right. We're talking about the eclipse today, the eclipse experience. Align your finances with your home purchase. We're up here wearing our eclipse shirts and all that. I'm still just, man, living in the afterglow of that.
It was an amazing thing.
One of the amazing things is we were in Hardy because we were in the path of totality just like you.
Yeah.
But once the moon got halfway over the sun, it was like we had a noticeable temperature drop. And then it was like somebody slid a filter, like a sunglasses, like you were wearing sunglasses, you know, because the light was not as bright anymore. And then when it actually went to totality, I thought it was going to be really slow, you know, like a gradual, but it was fast. It was like somebody just put their finger on the dimmer switch and just pulled it down quickly.
That's right. That's right. And I could see dark on one side of the horizon and light on the other, and it just whoosh, you know,
it came
right across. And then you could see I saw the stars. It was amazing.
Stars in the middle of the day, seeing the stars in the middle of the day is so, and the weird shadows, you know, the shadows had the crescent in it, and we got pictures of that. The street lights were on. We had 4 minutes and 12 seconds of
totality. Bats were flying where I was.
Really?
Yeah, the bats started flying.
Oh, my goodness. What, you know, strange things happen. And we were prepared for it because we knew what was going to happen, and we went to get the maximum experience. And, you know, we do the same thing when we get a mortgage, when we buy a home. You know, we know what we want. We go after it. We go to that, and we align ourselves so that we have the maximum best experience. And the biggest thing, of course, I'm a mortgage officer, so the biggest thing is making sure you have the right financing. If you're coming to me, that's my main goal. Make sure we have looked at under every rock. We know exactly the best product and make the process easy.
Just like you don't want to look at the sun without your special glasses, you have to be equipped with the right materials to
that's
make
right.
things work.
That's right. And it's, man, it's such a good feeling when you own your own house. When you go to closing, it's, to me, it's just exhilarating. It's like that moment, you know, of totality at the eclipse when you are handed the keys to your house and now it's yours, especially for first-time homebuyers. But it happens even if you're buying another house or selling your old house and moving to your next lifestyle. It's still exhilarating. It's exciting.
I equate it to kind of being on a roller coaster. When you buy your house, you're on there for the ride. And most of the time that roller coaster's going up, and enjoy the ride. But getting on there is kind of tough, you know. And basically what we're saying is that roller coaster has slowed down a little bit, and you're able to get on and without the problems that you might have had when the market was better and there was one of 30 offers. You were one of 15, 20, 30 offers.
I went to an open house during 2021, I think, and there were like 30. There was at least, look, conservatively, we'll say there was over 20 people that were at that open house. And they were, some of them, I talked to them, some of them, not all of them, but some of them were ready to make offers that day on that one house. Today, we're not seeing that.
I saw a house where it looked like there was a garage sale, and no, there were people wanting to buy the house, not the stuff in it.
Gosh, I mean, those are like, that's like an eclipse, you know. Hopefully, we won't see that kind of thing going on. What we saw in 2020, it was tough on first time homebuyers. Really
that's
tough.
Right. That's right.
But it's so much better today. You have, like you said, people, sellers are willing to help you, and lenders are willing to help you in general. But you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your journey for your home purchase or your refinance. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Tom King, our expert appraiser, Bill King Company, how do we contact you?
Give me a call at 901-487-6989.
We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
600 WREC and 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Leanne Morse with Cartridge World in Collierville, Tennessee. You're listening to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. I tell you, perfect song for our topic today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, the eclipse experience. Align your finances with your home purchase. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage loan originator. Would love to be on your journey, whether you're in the, here in the Mid-South or anywhere in the country. Connect with me at jogarner.com. In the house, we have Tom King, who is our expert appraiser with Bill King Company. And Tom, how do we contact you?
Give me a call at 901-487-6989.
We're going to do something we like to do every week. Real estate tip of the week. And I believe you have the real estate tip of the week, Tom.
Yes. What we're going to get into is low appraisals. Oh, yeah. It happens every once in a while.
Every once in a while,
yes,
it does.
Yes, it does. And what the thing you need to do, I talked with a lady this week, in the past couple of weeks, and I said, here's how you can do it. I said, first of all, you can't go directly to me. You've got to go to your mortgage company. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to change anything on our reports without the appraisal management company or the mortgage company requesting it.
Right.
So coming to me doesn't help. Mm-hmm. I said, but here's what you can do. I said, these are the areas that I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. And you may find another area that you think is comparable, but this is what I searched. Mm-hmm. And this is the square footage range that I searched. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is you need to set up a square footage range of what your house is between 10 to 20%, 20% max. So if you're looking at a 2,000 square foot home, you're looking at homes from 1,600 to 2,400 maximum. And the closer you get to that 2,000, the better it is. But I got an appeal the other day and I was doing a 2,000 square foot house, and they gave me a 1,300 square foot house to compare it to. I said, no, that falls outside of my search area.
Right.
We search not by price, but by square footage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we find the best sales that are mm-hmm. like that. So that's a good tip to try to do. And it's not always price per square foot. You know, if that house sells for the price per square foot that you want it to, it's got to fall within that
right.
that square footage line.
And a lot of times, if you have a good realtor who knows the area, we had one a few years ago, it was $10,000 off on the value. What it was is, and it wasn't you, Tom, but it was another appraiser who used homes that had not been updated with, you know, the newest stuff. They did not have updated kitchens or baths, and the house that we were having appraised did. They had spent a lot of money updating. So the realtor knew the area and was able to help the buyer write a letter, which they sent to the mortgage company, and the mortgage company sent it to the HUD-approved appraisal management company, which sent it to the appraiser.
It finally gets to us.
We didn't get our full $10,000, but we got $8,000 back yeah. on it, which made the deal doable. So you just got to have good professionals working.
And we are not allowed to talk to the mortgage people. Therefore, we don't do business with each other, do we?
But, right, you and I don't.
No.
But those are the kind of things that my tip would be is have good professionals. I'd love to be your lending professional, but have good professionals on your team because they can work things out that if you're out there on your own, you may not be able to do. But we want to say thank you, Tom, to some of our sponsors.
Absolutely.
One of them is TalkShop. TalkShop is a networking group, a marketing company that equips with education, engages by offering connection opportunities with business people here in our community. They empower businesses with marketing in a very supportive community. TalkShop meets in person every Wednesday, 9 o'clock Central, at Concord Career College, 5100 Poplar, first floor. That's the Clark Tower for those in the Memphis area. You can also join the meeting online. Just go to talkshoppe.com, click the events tab, and you'll see the link to get into the event. This Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, 9 a.m. Central, when your health causes a move, when you have health issues or maybe a family member has a health issue and now you're going to need to move to a different home, that's presented by author and realtor Sherry Harbor. That's Sherry Harbor. She's a realtor and broker with Harbor Realty. That's Harbor, H-A-R-B-U-R, realty.com. This is a health talk powered by Mary Lou Novak's Resource for Care, sponsored by Mid-South Home Helpers, Tim Fleshner, and hosted, of course, by TalkShop. And, you know, I just ask you, if you are, I would say you need to come to this TalkShop or attend online if you're considering.
And it's fun, too.
It is fun. If you are considering realigning your life and your living space, so you need to care for an aging loved one in your home, or maybe you're comparing costs to renovate your current home to add that mother-in-law suite or accessory unit, come to Talk Shop, because Sherry's got some really good options that you can consider for that. So come April 17th, Wednesday, 9 o'clock a.m. Thank you to Peggy Lau of Club Secret. When traveling is on your bucket list, Peggy Lau can help you make wonderful memories with people you love. Contact Peggy Lau of Club Secret for lotions and potions, beaches and oceans, 901-289-0747. Talk Shop events are also free thanks to Donna Roach of Hearthside Senior Living. Go to Donna at Hearthside Senior Living in Bartlett. She can help you when you're trying to decide the best place that you're going to want your loved one to live who needs assisted living. And she will help you even if you don't end up going to Hearthside. She'll help you. Call Donna Roach, 901-651-2503. Subscribe for our podcast and our show notes with Real Estate Mortgage Shop at jogarner.com. Real Estate Mortgage Shop reminds you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today.
That's right.
I got a quote. This one I love. Emily's quotes. It says, don't compare your life to others. There is no comparison between the sun and the moon. They shine when it's their time.
That's good advice.
Yeah, so don't compare your life to others. You're like the sun and the moon. You know, you're going to shine when it's your time. But we thank you for listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop.
That's right. And again, that eclipse was just so fantastic.
It was. I know. Check out our pictures on jogarner.com on Monday for this show. We hope you have an awesome rest of the weekend, and we'll see you guys back next week.